Hello, 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 my love. Welcome back to the Goddess Complex. I'm Ashley Michelle, your host. I am so happy to have you here. If you're new here, welcome home. It's Monday, and you know what we do on Mondays. We read tarot. I don't know about you, but I can already feel this eclipse energy coming in hot. I can already feel it. Emotions are wild. They're crazy. They're chaotic. And it's so important to remember that although we are starting eclipse season and Scorpio season this week, just to check in with yourself. You know, Scorpionic energy can get really emotional, right? And depending on what planets you have inside of Scorpio, I just ask you just to check in. This isn't about fear mongering. This isn't about, oh, blaming it on the eclipse, or like you get into an argument with somebody, it's because of the eclipse or anything like that. Now, that's somebody that you might be getting into an argument with, maybe a little extra charged, you know, if they have a lot of planets in Scorpio or in the opposing sign. But we utilize astrological energy so that we can better understand how to act and react in moments of crisis and or emotionally intense moments, whether positive emotions or negative, even though I hate putting those labels on our feelings, but you know what I mean. So as we start moving through Scorpio season, this is a huge invitation for us to just really sit with our feelings and really like take a moment and understand how we feel and also articulate how we feel. You know, Scorpionic energy tends to brood, tends to pout, and tends to kind of keep a lot of those emotions inside. And so if we find ourselves doing that, I would ask you to take a beat and really sit with them and understand how to articulate them inside of a relationship container that you might be in. And just take this moment, take this eclipse season to really get in touch with how the fuck you feel, right? I think sometimes we bypass how the fuck we feel. We bypass it. Like we have a feeling, we know we have a feeling, and then we bypass it, especially if it's a feeling that's uncomfortable. And being the shadow work queen that I am, let's get uncomfortable. Let's really, really dig deep on how we are feeling and try to be better versions of ourselves when it comes to our emotions, right? So shout out to Scorpio energy, my love. Shout out to Scorpio energy. One great thing you can do to get in touch with these feelings, especially if you're having a hard time articulating them, is to work with the tarot. It is to work with the tarot. I also forgot to mention Black Moon Lilith. She's hanging out in Cancer right now. And the Black Moon, she's all about release. She's about releasing what's done in the dark comes to the light. That saying, that is Black Moon Lilith. That's the best way you can really articulate it. She's very, very much about releasing pain, feelings, emotions, all of that, and letting it just be open. Your Black Moon Lilith placement is that placement. You can find it in your chart, and that placement will let you know, how best can I articulate what I'm feeling right now? Through what lens? Is it through the lens of the Cancer, the Crab? Is it through the lens of the Leo? Is it through the lens of the Virgo? Maybe you need to be really organized and thoughtful and methodical about how you feel. Through the lens of the Leo, is it just all out there? It comes out just blast, blah, you know what I mean? All of that. So I would urge you to maybe do some Black Moon Lilith work as well, because she's hanging out inside of Cancer with this stellium we have in Scorpio. It's a watery, emotional time. Like, I can't sugarcoat it. It's a watery, emotional time. We may find ourselves reacting or even overreacting to certain things, right? So honor those feelings and emotions, but it's really important to understand, what are you actually upset about? What are you actually mad about? Normally, when we're upset or mad about something, when we really dig deeper into it, like it's something totally different or something kind of cross-related, or we're just projecting. We are spiritual beings having a human existence. So don't apologize for how you feel, but really understand. Give yourself the gift of understanding. Thank you, Spirit. That's what I was looking for. Give yourself the gift of understanding, okay? All right, let's pull some cards. I'm using the Spirit Science Tarot, one of my favorite tarot decks. It'll be linked in the show notes. Oh, these babies have seen better days, hunty. Okay, my loves. Very, very interesting spread that we get today. So we got our King of Wands right side up, next to our Five of Swords upside down, next to the Queen of Wands right side up. So we've got the King of Wands and the Queen of Wands making an appearance for us this week, next to the World coming in upside down, and then the Ace of Cups coming in right side up. Like passion, feeling. It's literally kind of like our feelings and emotions are a bit all over the place this week, babe. They're a bit all over the place. But normally when we're working with Wands energy, we're working with like ignition, fire, passion, things moving, growing, getting bigger, right? I am seeing the King and Queen of Wands coming in as pillars of stability for us. It's almost kind of like a place to direct that energy, right? A place to direct that feeling, that emotion. The Five of Swords coming in upside down, you know, this is a conflict card. It's very much about what's going on inside your own head. It's a very intellectual card. And it's coming in right in between our King and our Queen of Wands. So again, we must direct that energy. If you find yourself in mental conflict, if you find yourself really not understanding how you're feeling or what's actually going on, again, take a beat. Take a beat to really understand what's happening inside of your head is really what I'm getting at. It's about organizing our thoughts and organizing our feelings and organizing our thoughts separate from feelings, because our thoughts and our feelings aren't always the same. They are different things. Get out what's going on in your head is what I'm going to say. Get it out. The World coming in upside down. This to me, when I'm looking at the World coming in upside down, this is kind of almost like being revisited. Does that make sense? Probably not. So let me explain it. I mean, this week, it's almost kind of like we're turning back time a little bit. We're revisiting some old lessons that maybe have crept up in the beginning of the year. You must remember, my love, we're ending this year very soon here. We've got Scorpio season, you know, which we're in right now, Sag season, and Capricorn, half of Capricorn season, and we're moving in to the next calendar year. So there are going to be things around revisiting certain areas of life in the beginning of the year that maybe were points of contention for us is what I'm going to say. And that does make sense. We're dealing with a lot of watery energy, a lot of energy that likes safety and likes emotional safety specifically. I would urge you to really consider this week specifically, especially around the solar eclipse, where this year, where have you felt the most emotionally safe? And also, where have you not felt the most emotionally safe, right? The two sides of the coin. And then when we break down where you have felt safe and where you haven't felt safe emotionally, what is the bridge if there is one? What's the connection if there is one? Where's the disconnection if there isn't one? And how can we learn? How can we learn from this and then bring it with us into the next year, year of the Chariot? Emotional safety is so fucking important. And that is really what the Scorpio strives to get. The Scorpio wants emotional safety. The Scorpio deserves emotional safety. And when the Scorpio doesn't feel like they're emotionally safe, that's when they lash out. And this fiery energy that's coming through, this King of Wands and this King of Wands, this fire set ablaze, why can't we use this energy that sometimes indicates chaos and use it as like a place, like a pillar of stability and strength? You're allowed to feel how you feel, babe. You're allowed to feel what you feel. You don't need to hold it all in, says the Five of Swords upside down. But this World card coming in upside down is like, we can't hold it in anymore. We can't quiet our emotions for the sake of somebody else's comfortability. Does that make sense? This is a lesson in emotional comfort in general. Our Ace of Cups coming in right side up. What you love, who you love, how you love, right? Beginning that again. Where can we re-begin? Where can we restart? Where can we hang on to how we feel and feel good about how we feel, but understanding that we don't need to placate anybody else. Like, this is mine. I'm owning it. This is exactly how I feel. There's going to be lots and lots of energy around feeling this week. And it makes so much sense. So again, it's not to be fearful, to be worried, like, oh my God, am I going to step into an argument? Is an argument going to pop off? No, not necessarily. It just means that you're allowed to feel how you feel and other parties are allowed to feel how they feel. And we are going to be tested in how authentic we can keep our emotions, how raw and honest we can keep our emotions in order to strengthen our relationships. Security, emotional security. We often think and feel that if we tone down how we feel, this will help strengthen our relationship. You know what they say, pick and choose your battles, that sort of thing. We're going to be called a little higher during this eclipse season in general. We're going to be called a bit higher. And it's going to be around emotional comfort, safety, and security. And so I, again, invite you to really take a step back and feel out your emotions and think about your emotions and understand exactly where they're coming from and own them. Okay. If you don't know, the YouTube is back. What? So if you want to go a bit deeper, I did do a pick a card for Scorpio season in full. I'll link the YouTube video down below in the show notes. So pick a pile and receive your message. And yeah, babes, it's a vibe. As always, share the episode with a friend, with a loved one on the gram. And I'll see you later this week, babes. Ciao, ciao for now.